Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
We need to come up with a plan for my 41-year-old sister who likes to live with other family members and refuses to work to help her leave my parents' home. My mom...
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. You can certainly say to your sister, you can't live with me. You cannot determine that your sister can't live with your mom. That's between your mom and your sister.
They want her out because my mom is
Sharon,
terminal.
Let me tell you what happens. What your mother does is she calls you and says, I can't believe your sister's here. The kids are driving me crazy. I don't want her. But you know what she says to your sister? Nothing.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Because let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to go to your sister, and you're going to say, Mom wants you out. And she's going to go to your sister and say, Mom, do you want me out? And she said, no, honey, it's okay. You can stay here as long as you want. So the problem here is that Mom complains to you, but Mom doesn't complain to your sister, because all Mom has to do to get your sister out is say, you can't stay here anymore.
Okay. So it has to come from my mom then.
It has to come from your mom because presumably your mom, tell me, how old's your mom?
My mom is 67. She has bone cancer, and her and my father just bought a big bus, and they're leaving. They just put their house up for a sale, and they plan on being out in a month, but my sister is a 5- and a 7-year-old, and she's using them as leverage. Well, I guess I'll just have to go on the street, but she's making no plans
at all. But wait a minute. Is your mother saying, okay, well, we're not going to go on the trip?
No, she's saying we're leaving.
Exactly. So, my dear, the problem is about to be solved. Your mother is saying, your mother has done her version of you can't stay here anymore. We're leaving on the trip. We're selling the house. It's about to be over. What you're concerned about, and legitimately so, is your sister's going to come to you and say, Sharon, we've got a place to live.
Right.
Well, but that's a very different issue than what you presented to me. Your mom solved the problem. It will all be done in a month. The issue is, what are you going to do about it? And the answer is that you can... How many brothers and sisters are there?
I'm the last one. She's lived with the other two. There's four of us.
Is your mother calling you up and saying, Sharon, everybody else has put her up, you have to?
No, she's saying, how do we make her rehab herself? How do we make her want to get a job?
You can't motivate somebody else. They motivate themselves, or they don't get motivated. No. Why is your sister, is she the youngest of all of you, of the four of you?
Yes, and somebody's always taking care of her. Her husband's always taking care of her.
Well, maybe. Is she still married?
She's still married, but she's left him now for a year and a half, and she refuses to get a divorce.
Well, but that, Sharon, listen. You can't have it both ways. You can't both say, this is my baby sister who's too dependent. I don't want to take care of her, but I'm going to take care of her. This is her life. It has nothing to do with you. That presumably she can go on welfare, she can get alimony, she can get child support, she can get a job. You can't motivate her to do that.
Right.
And it's not your job to motivate. All you have to do, and your mom solved the problem. This isn't about getting your sister out of your mom's house. Your mom's done that. She sold the house. She's going to be out of there. Your sister's manipulative, but that doesn't mean you have to go along with it.
Okay.
Your sister will either be on the street, or she'll go on welfare, or she'll come to your house, or she'll get a job, or she'll go to her ex-husband. I mean, she'll sort this out.
Okay, so I should tell her right now that she's not coming to my home.
Yeah, you can certainly say, listen, I'll certainly help you find a place if you'd like, and I'll help you apply for welfare, or, I'll help you, I'll watch the kids while you go look for a job, but you can't stay here.
Okay, that's what we'll do then.
Well, I'm not sure who we is, but understand.
My brother, I mean, it's just a family issue right
now. Well,
but
Sharon, all you guys have to say is no.
Okay,
I mean,
it's just
because
5- and 7-year-old though that we're feeling guilty about.
That's part of the deal, isn't it? If, that I can make you guys feel guilty. I mean, certainly one of the possibilities is you could say your 5- and 7-year-old can stay here, but you can't.
That's what we thought about too, right? Okay.
I mean, you could do whatever you want, but this isn't, I mean, this is really, your guilt is, I mean, the family all sort of, you guys are enablers. You say, okay, you're the baby, we're going to take care of you, and then we're going to be mad at you for being dependent.
Exactly.
Well, but that doesn't make any sense, and it's really not very helpful. I certainly, one of the things you can say to her is you and your other two siblings can get together and say, look, as of June 1st, Mom and Dad are going to be out there. You're not going to have a place to live. What we will do is we will take turns watching your kids so you can go look for a job. And if you find a job by June 1st, then we will pool our resources and get you first and last month's rent on a place that you can afford.
Oh, that's
if you don't,
good, yeah.
Which is, so if you get a job by June 1st, we will do this. If you don't, we're not going to, and we're not going to put you up. Or we will take your kids, but we're not going to put you up. You can do whatever you want to do. But, you know, sort of saying... And then basically, I suppose that's not exactly motivation, it's bribery. But bribery is just the, you know, the sort of straightforward way of saying, here's why I'm making it in your best interest. Because at this moment, it's in your sister's best interest to do exactly what she's been doing, which is nothing, because somebody else will take care of her.
Exactly.
Well, so you guys have to stop doing that. And certainly one of the ways of doing it is saying, here's the deal. You get a job. And we'll watch your kids for you while you get the job. And if you have a job, 40 hours a week or whatever, by June 1st, we will pool our resources and get you first and last month's rent. If you don't, we won't. June 2nd doesn't count.
Okay.
Okay? So you don't have to get tough with yourselves. You don't even have to get tough with her. You have to get tough with yourselves.
Right.
Because Mom solved the problem.
Exactly right. They're leaving.
Yeah. All right?
Right. Well, thank you very much for your
welcome.
Help, and I'll let them know. Thank you.
All right. Margaret, what's on your mind?
Okay. I have a 28-year-old daughter. She moved to Florida about 3 years ago, and she's been living with this guy for 2 years, and I have inside information from her best friend who lives down there with her. I know that he's an alcoholic, which she admitted to me, okay, and I know that he's verbally abusive, which she didn't admit to me. I've given her as much information as I can about alcoholics and about being addicted, because I came from a home that had addiction of gambling, so I know what it's like. And again, I did everything, said everything, and she still chooses to live with him. So my question to you is, what more can I do?
Maybe not only is there nothing more you can do, but maybe there's something you should do. Maybe this is, you need to treat your daughter as if she is a responsible adult, that she's living there, that she knows what the situation is. And I think that her best friend is not doing you much, you know, I mean, presumably she's doing it from a position of some kind of love. But what are you supposed to do with this information except aggravate the daylights out of your daughter? And Margaret, in case you haven't noticed, let me point out that every time you criticize him, she defends him. Says, you don't know what you're talking about, you know, he's got it under control, And the more she defends him, the more she'll believe the defense, which gets not only you no place, but in fact is counterproductive, because the more she defends him, the more she'll believe that. So not only are you not extricating her from the relationship, you're embedding her in it. So if I were you, what I would say is, look, you're a grown-up woman, you make very good decisions in your life. As women, we don't necessarily make fabulous decisions about the men in our life, but I'm going to trust that you're going to keep your eyes open, that you're going to do what is best for you, and if you want some help from me, you'll call me when you need some help. And in the meantime, I will be polite. And I think that's the percentage play. Because anything else is pushing her away from you, which means she's going to be less likely to come to you, number one, less likely to look at the situation because she doesn't want to sort of admit that her mom's right. So what you're doing isn't, it's making you feel better and making the situation worse, which isn't a great idea.
Okay, so I mean, as far as her best friend giving me the information,
I would tell her best friend that, you know, that if she wants to deal with your daughter, she should deal with her directly. That giving you the information divides your loyalty and puts you in a very compromised situation. This is a 28-year-old woman, not an 8-year-old.
Right. Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Margaret. And best friend is sort of taking the line of least resistance. Instead of saying to your daughter, look, here's the problem, she goes to your daughter's mother and goes, nanner. We used to call that tattling when we were in first grade. And it's not that presumably your friend cares, or her friend cares, but she should, you know, she should put her big girl pants on and talk with your daughter, not with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 375-69. All right, so if you've got something on your mind, it's a great time to call me and share with me whatever it is that's going on for you. And we just put up like a couple minutes ago, but lots of you responded, and it seems particularly consistent with our discussion about Mars. Is what's your favorite planet and why? Which is, you said you like Saturn. Yeah. Why, Manny?
I don't know. As a kid, I was always kind of fascinated about it because at that time it was the only one that was known to have actual rings around it. So I always thought that was kind of cool. It kind of stood out in that way. And then
it was the prettiest, huh? Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, and then later on, you know, it was discovered that Uranus and Neptune also had rings around them as well. So
good point. But there's something about your first ring that always makes a difference.
Yeah. I always thought it was always my favorite just because as a kid, that was the one that always kind of stood out to me of all the ones in the solar system. So.
Well, it was prettiest.
Yeah.
So I think that was, you know, pretty and it cool. was sort of the most interesting. So, yeah, don't disagree with you about that. All right. What was mine? You know, I just thought the whole thing, you know, I thought Pluto because it was so far away. Uranus had the tackiest name, so I kind of like that. Mars, you know, has always been fascinating, you know, the red planet. Neptune, I don't know. I always liked the idea of the
Neptune
planet.
Neptune was probably my second favorite.
Yeah, it just had such a cool name.
Yep.
So, yeah, and it's hard to get past Earth as well. It's kind of the one that we're on. And I loved when somebody came up with the concept of spaceship Earth. I thought that was great. I thought that was very cool. Alrighty, so let's hear what other people liked about, and again, Pluto, I mean, Pluto had such a cool name, and I, you know, Pluto became kind of my Ringo once they sort of defrocked it. You know, I think we should put Pluto back just for old time's sake. I mean, think about poor Pluto of, I was once a planet, and now I'm a mere moon, a mere star.
Yeah.
they ripped my epaulets from my, you know, and the thing, it's just, it's so sad. There we go. Alright. Anyway, I anthropomorphize planets. All right. I don't do it to animals, but I do it to planets. There you go.
We'll start with Gregory, and Gregory says Saturn. He says, I love the rings around it, and it reminds me of the cartoon The Jetsons.
Do the Jetsons have, what did they do about Saturn? I don't even remember.
Well, I think sometimes in The Jetsons they would show...
I think they would show it in the background.
Yeah. They would show like a random planet, and it would have like the rings around it, so it would look like Saturn. And,
yeah. All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Margaret says Venus. She says because it equals love.
Now, that's a good one. Yeah. We forgot about Venus. I guess we're not feeling really lovey today, huh? All righty. What else?
Steven says definitely Saturn. I saw it once through a telescope.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, and there is something about those moons. I don't think you can see the other moons nearly as clearly, which is obviously part of the issue, is that you could see the ones on Saturn pretty easily. And, you know, we could see that, so.
Yeah, that was always the thing, too, is that you could only, I think it was Neptune, I think, was, because Neptune has rings around it, too, but you can only, I think they said you can only see them from certain angles, like you have
attitudes and latitude. No, I agree. Saturn, there was something very magical about just seeing. I mean, it just sort of was pretty. It looked, you know what? It looked the most spacey, right?
I agree. Robert says Pluto, though they have declassified it as a planet.
I know.
He says though they have declassified it as a planet, I still think of it as the underdog or rocky of planets. Pluto may be down, but it's not out.
See, he says the Rocky, I say the Ringo. We have the same mentality about Pluto. You know what? We should start a We Love Pluto fan club. Or, you know, reinstate Pluto.
Yeah. Make Pluto a planet again.
Yeah, reinstate. Let's see if we can reinstate Pluto. Let's see if we reinstate Pluto as a planet. Wait a minute, there's a petition. See, I should have known this. Here we go. Pluto was a planet. 85 years after the historic discovery of Pluto, NASA spacecraft set to encounter the icy planet this summer. Wait a minute. We the people call on the International Astronomical Union to reinstate Pluto as a planet. Law number 3 will make an exception. Hmm. There you go.
There you go.
It's a dwarf planet that they discovered. So they're getting a petition together.
Hmm.
Who knew?
Good.
Yeah.
Good for Pluto.
Lost its status as a planet had been a debate held last week at the Center for Astrophysics. This is in 2014. People voted to reinstate its planet status. Form a petition led by the New Horizons principal investigator. See, we're not too far off.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2014. See if I can find anything more recent. That's the most recent, I think. So their vote to reinstate it doesn't happen yet. And when I try and Google on that particular, or to try and go to that particular site, it completely blows up. So maybe it wasn't reinstated. That's always a warning when it says, nope, error. So rude. All right, keep going.
Just a couple more here. Jessica says, Earth, because it's home.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the first pictures that were sent back from the moon of, you know, like, it looked like a marble, right?
Yeah.
That kind of floating in space. I thought that was terrific.
Yeah.
It made me kind of tear up. I just thought there was something wonderful about that.
Yeah. And then last one here from Lorraine. She says Earth as well, and she says, it's the only home I know.
That's true. But, I mean, would you go to another planet if you had a... It's 7 months in a space capsule. Kind of makes it a little less than appealing for me. But would you go if there was some easier way?
Yeah, I would go if, as long as I can come back. I mean, like I said before about the whole Mars thing, the only thing that would concern me about it is the likelihood or not of me being able to come back to Earth.
Well, I mean, what they're saying now is that they don't have the technology to bring you back.
Right.
But presumably, we're already talking about we're talking about 7 years before it leaves, mm-hmm. and they'd be sending people up all the time.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, in theory, you could build, you know, you could build something up there, I guess. I don't know how you test it. I guess you put some people in it and see whether they get home.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, I mean... I'm trying to think. I mean, people who would go... I mean, there are people who go off to war not knowing if they'll come back.
Right.
I was actually looking at a DVD that they sent me over the weekend about guys who do... I'm trying to remember exactly what it's called. See if I can find the thing. Where the people use parachutes to jump off. Instead of jumping out of a plane, they jump off, like, cliffs. And the idea, it was called Sunshine, what was it called? Something Sunshine. And one of the guys over the weekend was killed. I mean, in fact, two of them were killed over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
They said, do you want to do an interview? And I said, not now. That would be kind of a vulture. They said, well, you can talk to one of the guy's wives. And I thought, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Brenda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I need to know what, if anything, I can say to my mother to get her to communicate to me about her housing situation.
Okay, how's mom?
78.
Okay, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother and two sisters.
Which number are you?
Number two.
Okay. What is your concern about your mom's housing situation?
Well, she's living in an apartment that's really rented to her far under market rate.
Okay.
And the landlord is elderly, and he's renting this to her because they have a long-term acquaintanceship.
Okay.
So, just out of the goodness of his heart.
Okay.
But that situation is going to end because he's going to die, and his kids aren't going to do that.
Does she have a lease?
No.
Well, that's the way to protect her, of seeing if he's willing to sign, let's say, it sounds like your mom's perfectly healthy, right?
She is, but, well, she does have osteoporosis, and it is a second-floor apartment. There's no elevator or anything. So she needs to come out of that apartment.
Does she agree?
She does, but she has a very low income, but she has money that she could put down on a house. But every time we look at a house, there's something wrong with it.
Well, she's probably not going to do anything, Sugar, until the writing is on the wall, to be quite honest. I mean, look, if you were in the same situation, if you were living in a place that was rent-controlled, that it may be a little bit of... Because one of three things are going to happen. Either the landlord's going to die, at which point they're going to up her rent. And they're probably... You should investigate that, because there are all sorts of rules about that may or may not... apply. And then in the state that I live in, which is a very tenant friendly, landlord unfriendly state, if you've been in a certain place for a while, that getting you out or raising your rent, in rent controlled, it can only be raised like 2% or something. I mean, you may want to investigate that, but let's just go through the possibilities. So first of all, you may want to figure out what the law is about what somebody can do about either raising her rent or getting her out, because it may be a lot more restrictive than you think it is to her advantage. The second possibility is getting a lease, but that's assuming she wants to stay and you agree and everybody agrees. But all right, so one of three things is going to happen. Either she's going to have to leave because the rent's going to increase, which is, again, that's the gray area. She's going to have to leave because physically she can't climb the second floor anymore. Basically, I guess those are the two issues. I suppose, third of all, God forbid something happens so she can't live there anymore. But likelihood...
That's my concern.
Yeah, I know it is. But the likelihood is, I mean, she's an adult, and the likelihood of her being willing to really consider an alternative before any of those three happen isn't very high. So what I would do, rather than saying, Mom, look, let's look at places, because she's going to find something wrong with every place, because she doesn't want to move. She doesn't want to move.
Right.
So rather than doing that, what I would do is have her make a list with you of what the criteria is. Does it need to be a single-family house or an apartment? Does it need to be on the first floor, or is an elevator going to be okay? Does she want one bedroom or two bedrooms? What's the maximum she feels that she can pay? So rather than finding a place, because she's not going to agree to a place until she can't stay where she is, because she wants to stay where she is, which is understandable. So rather than showing her places, because she's going to, I can remember when they would take my great-grandmother around to places saying, okay, it's time to be in some kind of senior housing, and she'd go up to somebody and say, you poor thing, how old are you? And they would say, I'm 64. And she'd say, oh, you look much older than that. I'm 94. I mean, she was just obnoxious because she didn't want to move. So, and your mother's going to do the same thing. It's too light. It's too dark. It's too brick. It's too wood. Don't do that. I would investigate what right she has to stay where she is, independent of her landlord. Number two, what her criteria is for a place to live. But you're probably, so you're prepared once one of those three eventualities occur. But the most likely is, especially for the immediate future, and one of the ways of dealing with the first issue is probably the least relevant, because either find out what the law is to protect her, find out about getting her a lease so that she's protected if she wants to stay there, which is probably not a bad thing to do anyway, because then it means that she's going to feel she has more of a choice, and if she feels she has a choice, she's much more likely to find someplace she likes as opposed to finding fault with anything that you find. Because if she decides she can't handle the stairs anymore, that still gives both of you a little bit of flexibility. So the first thing I would do is investigate getting her a lease or finding out what the law is. Because as I said, in this state, it drives developers crazy, because they end up buying people out for huge amounts of money because they can only raise their rent 2%, and they're paying, like, for a place that might rent for $3,000 a month, somebody's paying $300 a month. So find out what the law is, whether or not getting a lease makes any sense for her, So at least she has some choice. Then you're going to have to look at the other two issues of when she gets tired of living in a second floor or can no longer, for whatever reason, live by herself. But it gives you, it gives both of you a lot more flexibility. And again, if she has a choice, especially in the first area, it's going to make it much easier. And then talk with her about what her perfect place would look like. But taking or looking for places right now is a waste of your time. It's just going to make you crazy and make her cranky.
Yeah, I am crazy. Okay, so basically what you're saying is it's going to take a crisis to get her out of there.
Yeah, I'm saying it will probably take a crisis, and as it would for most of us, right? Most of us, I mean, there are people who really enjoy moving, but more or less most of us, you know, the idea of packing and moving, and there has to be a reason to do it. Either we got a new job, or we can't stand where we live anymore, or we got involved in a relationship, or somebody lived, or somebody died. And so, I mean, it's not an unusual thing. But what I would do in the meantime is those two things of seeing if you can ensure her peace of mind, which is not going to do a whole lot for your peace of mind, but at least it gives both of you a little bit of kind of a truce. And then talk with her about what criteria she's looking for if at some point she wants to move. But don't bother looking right now. It's not going to work.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Angela, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Angela. How are you?
I feel stressed. I'm in a
relationship.
I'm in a relationship with a guy who isn't much of a talker. And yesterday, 2 days ago, he sent me a text telling me that he feels like he's abused.
He feels like what?
He feels like he's emotionally abused by me. But he says today he doesn't feel that way.
With a little snot. I mean, we're sending texts and then we recant on them. All right, let's. How long have you been in this relationship?
2 years now.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 50 and he's 51.
Okay. How much time do you spend with each other?
We spend a lot of time together, about 3 or 4 days a week, and we spend weekends together a lot of time.
What do you want from this relationship, Angela?
I would like to be in an exclusive relationship with him. And he has lots of female friends that he's constantly in contact with.
Let me just make sure I understand the terms here. Do the two of you have a sexual relationship?
Yes, we do. We have a sexual relationship. And
is he sexual with all these other women or not?
I don't believe that he is, but I know he has the capacity to be a big cheater because that's what happened in his marriage, and he constantly talks about all the women he's dated and vetted and so on and so forth. It's like that's his pride.
Jeez Louise, how long has he been divorced?
He's been divorced for about 8 years now.
And you've been dating him for two, and he talks about his... So you don't think he's sleeping with other women, but you think he has the capacity at some point to do that.
Well, he's very flirtatious, and he wants to know who every woman is that he sees. He would like to know who all my female friends are. I don't have a lot, but he's very curious about women, I notice.
What makes this guy so special as far as you're concerned?
Well, I really, really care about him. We talk about getting married. He says that he sees himself being with me. But he does boast about his conquest in the past, not so much now, because I told him that it's kind of tacky. And he did admit that during his marriage he was not faithful, but he did not want the marriage because his wife eventually left him.
All right, I tell you what, let me put you on hold for a minute. When we come back, I want you to sort of mentally go back to his text and see what happened just before that in the relationship, if you can, saying last week. So see if you can figure out what went on between the two of you. I'll be back with you in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good choice. 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking with Angela, who's been with a guy for 2 years. They see each other 3 or 4 days a week. They're sexual with each other, and she thinks at this moment that they're exclusive. Have you ever talked about exclusivity, Angela?
Yes, we talked about it. He swears he's exclusive, and he's okay. Not seeing anyone. I believe that he may be. I think he's always fishing for something personally, and I told him about how I feel about, you know, people that are cheaters in the beginning, and I told him that I will not tolerate their you know, cheaters. And I told them that I, you know, sometimes I'm a little jealous, you know. So if you're doing anything, make sure you keep it out of my sight. The problem is that he's constantly on Facebook looking at all these women when I'm visiting. And he's always receiving texts from women and, you know, gifts and things like that. And, you know, he'll say they're just friends, and I'm fine with it. He, on the other hand, he can be very jealous. And, you know, he gets angry when I question him about it and very defensive. And sometimes.
All right, Kiddo, let me ask you a quick question. You know, I'd ask you to sort of go and see if you could recall what might have precipitated his emotional abuse comment. Sounds like you may have argued with him or asked him for something. Can you sort of go and clarify that at all?
Yes, we have been having arguments occasionally, and they have gotten heated. I do get very, you know, sometimes I get loud. You know, he doesn't really want to talk about things. When we talk, I have to kind of prod him into talking. He'll tell me that it's my fault or that I should be okay with him having a friend. The extent and the emotional tone of these relationships seem more than just like more than a friendship. And I've told him that I'm not really happy with it. And he turns it around and says, you know, it's my fault. I should.
Well, yeah, that's where the emotional abuse came from. Because it sounded to me that it was precipitated. Look, Kiddo, you got to look at this guy for who he is, not who you'd like him to be. First of all, he sounds painfully insecure. And that's why he's always telling you how sexy he is. So it doesn't mean that he's going to cheat. It just means that he wants you to feel like he's, well, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to cheat, but he also, if he cheats, he's going to blame you for it. He's, you know, I think if this is the guy that you really want to be with, the two of you may need to do some couples counseling, because whenever he basically says, look, I'm this sexy dude, and if you don't treat me exactly the way I want to be treated, then somebody else will. And that's a threat. That's called emotional blackmail. And, it's not much fun, but if you're if you've got a marriage, And I'm not sure why at the stage that you guys are at, why after 2 years and him saying he wants to be with you and you wanted to be married, why are the two of you not more committed than you are?
I'm committed. He swears he is, but he just has, I have friends and you should understand. And, you know, his friends are saying sweetheart and baby and giving him kids.
Angel, look, let me break this down into a couple elements for you. Him having female friends, the only research that's ever been done, and there have only been two studies, they were done a while ago, but they were really interesting, and if you think about it, there's a logic to it, that men who have female friends are less likely to cheat than men who don't. And to me, that makes a lot of sense. First of all, it means that they probably genuinely like women and they see them as equals. Second of all, that they have an emotional outlet for feeling that other women find them attractive, so that they don't need to cheat, and they're much more likely to view you as a co-equal and a friend as opposed to a possession. So you're either going to have to decide that this doesn't mean anything, that either you trust this dude or you don't. If you don't trust him, I wouldn't spend another 5 seconds with him, because you're never going to find any peace or serenity in that relationship ever under any circumstances. All right? It's not going to happen. So that's number one. Number two, if in fact you think that there's a part of you that wishes he wasn't quite so flirtatious, what you can do is certainly set some limits that say, look, I promise not to flirt with the busboy if you don't flirt with the waitress. That when we're with each other, we can sort of focus on each other, not because we're distrustful, but because it's a polite thing to do. You make the person you're with feel important, and when you're not with them, then you can flirt your brains out as long as you don't in any way affect the contract that you have with each other, whatever that contract is. So if you trust him, then I would do the deal with him that says, look, I won't flirt, you won't flirt, or you can flirt and say, look, this, I'm not doing anything you don't do, and it makes you feel, it's kind of a tacky thing to do. It's ignoring you and our relationship for a cheap thrill, and that's how I feel. And either he'll go along with that or he won't. But the idea that a man has female friends should not be threatening to you in and of itself. The fact that he cheated in his marriage And I don't know how much you know about that. I don't know under what circumstances, how often, what he views as cheating, you know, and that may or may not be relevant. But at this moment, I think you have to look at whether this is a man that I feel I can trust. Because if you can't, you either need to figure out why not and do something about it, which either presumably includes therapy and a contract, or you dump him because you're asking for a lifetime of misery.
It seems like he purposely will flaunt it in my face as soon as I bring it up, and the next thing you know, it's like he's going to try to make me accept it.
Angela, it sounds like you don't trust this guy, at which point I think you're going to have to move on.
Okay.
I mean, realistically, I'm saying you need to talk with him and negotiate this, and you're saying he won't negotiate, and he's going to continue this behavior, at which point, no matter what it is that he's offering you, it's not going to be offset by the fact that anytime you're not around him, you figure he's cheating, and it's only a matter of time.
Okay.
And that you have no control. You have no power. It's not even control. You have no power in this relationship. You have nothing to negotiate because he'll say, I'm being abused by you if you disagree with him. I think I would at least... Pardon me?
Blackmailed. I feel blackmailed.
Well, I mean, why do you want to be in a relationship with somebody who's blackmailing you? I mean, that's not a comfortable or warm or loving relationship. I'd at least take a break from this and decide and stay away from him. And stay away from him for a while and see what he does during that hiatus. And it's not that it's a test. It's that you may find that he's more a habit than anything else. And yeah, it's nice to have somebody around. But somebody around who brings you equal parts fun and misery is not a great deal. And look, there's no such thing as a perfect relationship. There's no such thing as a relationship unless you're either drunk, brand new at it, or stupid that's going to be perfect. But this is far from perfect. You can't negotiate with him. He throws other women in your face. He has a history of cheating, which he wants to make sure you know. And anytime you put any demands on him, instead of saying, can we talk about this, he just backs you off and says, you can't treat me this way, with the implied threat that do it my way or I'm going to go find somebody who likes me better than you do. That's not a relationship.
That's true.
So if I were you, I would certainly, at very least, take a break from this.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Not happy news, but I think you're just asking for some trouble here, and unfortunately, he's going to give it to you. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. It. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with Fix-It.